As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, everyone, welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and this is the show Shine On here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I would like to say congratulations to Canada for having a new government. I'm not planning on talking too much about it on the show because this is not a political show. But I can say that I'm happy. I'm very, very, very happy. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen now. It's a huge feat for Justin Trudeau, and I'm happy for him. But I hope that real change is truly coming for us. So we will see. I'm very excited, though. Times are changing, and it's good. But yeah, so for the show today, the theme that I'm going with is an abstract theme of voices in general. So I am going to play some of my favorite voices in music currently. That's obviously a huge thing to say, and I have many, many voices that I'm very, very into in music. But I just have a few that are just a few voices that really just stand out for me. And I think when I go, or when I'm like interested in new music or a new band or a new musician or whatever, I think when someone has a very unique voice or a very like a unique way of singing style or whatever, it really does interest me. And so this is going to be a showcase of some of those people that I'm into. Yeah, so it's exciting. It's a really good day, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to share my music. So first off, we are going to start it with the band Titas, which is a band from Edmonton, Alberta. And I saw them in the summertime, and they were really, really fun and awesome. So just going to start off the show here with Titas, and this is the song I Wish That I, and you are listening to CITR.
Wasting all my time working to get It's hard to see when it's all red. and the blind saw left to me. In a window, the sun coming
CITR's 30-year-old annual band competition, promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig is starting now with finals happening in February at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, music industry consultations, and more, while you enjoy locally made beer, pool, and a great stage. CITR DJs will spin after the bands. Shindig Night 1 is happening this Tuesday, October 20th, featuring Gun Control, the new National Film Board of Canada, and Peach Pit. Covers $5 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Explore music that spans Eric Sadie's Musique d'Ambulement to Lawrence English's dense electronic drones and nomadic streams, Vancouver New Music's 2015 Festival of Ambient Music. Nomadic Streams runs from October 22nd to 24th. For more information, visit newmusic.org.
Tune in every other Wednesday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. for UBC Arts on Air with your host, Ira Nadell, as they offer you scintillating profiles and unusual interviews with members of the UBC art world. Tune in for programs, people, and personalities in arts.
Okay, everyone. So we were just listening to Shayna Cleveland and the Sandcastles, and that was the song Holy Rollers. And she is one of my favorite ladies in the Seattle scene, I would say. Yeah, so she is the front lady of the garage rock, pop rock band called La Luz. And she also has this other side project, Shayna Cleveland and the Sandcastles, which is more of a neo-folk kind of collective. Very, very cool. She actually wrote those songs and recorded them about 6 years ago or something like that, and has just recently released it. So it's really cool. It's very different from La Luz, but it's really, really nice either way. And she has a really great voice and a very interesting style of music, especially the way that she plays guitar. It's very interesting. She learned how to play banjo, and that's how she developed her unique style of playing guitar, very fast picking. It's really cool. And before that, we were listening to Kurt Vile with the song Dust Bunnies, and that's off of his album that was released this year called Believe I'm Going Down. And anyone who knows me well enough knows that I have certainly been listening to a lot of Kurt Vile lately, and especially that album. It is fantastic. If you haven't heard it, I highly, highly recommend it. He has a very interesting voice and a very unique style of music. It also has some kind of neo-folk elements to it. But yeah, very, very good. It's a great album. And listen to it. Before that, to start off the show, we heard the band Teetahs with the song I Wish That I, and that was off of their album Buzzkill. Again, they are a four-piece from Edmonton. I saw them play at Sled Island in Calgary this summer. And they're very, very fun. They are a band that is comprised of members of other bands such as Faith Healer and Rennie Wilson's Punk Explosion, and probably more that I don't know about. But yeah, all very, very talented musicians, very fun musicians. And that group is just makes me so happy to listen to it. The singers, or the vocalists in that band, include Jessica Jalbert from Faith Healer, as well as Rennie Wilson, who plays bass in that band, but he has his own music going on, his own thing going on. And then Katie Fisher is the other female vocalist in that band. Very fun. I'm glad I saw them. I wouldn't have probably heard about them if I didn't see them at Sled Island, but I'm glad that I know about them now. Yeah, so the theme is voices. It's abstract because I want to talk about just the fact that there are many voices that are not heard that often or as much as they should be in this world. And I think that it's kind of a social responsibility as any minority to help push those voices to the forefront, and really try to work towards equality and equity for everyone. But I think radio and CITR and other independent community campus radio stations are a really, really amazing platform to make that kind of stuff happen, because it is available for everyone essentially to get involved with, and therefore can be a platform for voices that are not heard in the mainstream media so often. I think here at CITR, we're pretty good about balance. It's something that we look for as far as our on-air programming. We definitely take equality into account. It's very, very important for us here. And I also just want to plug in the fact that if you're listening and you are anyone who really is interested in music or radio, CITR is a really, really amazing community. And it's available to everyone. And if you want to get involved, if you have, you know, thought of yourself as maybe in an abstract way, possibly someday having your own radio show or getting involved in news or, you know, taking part in the ongoings of what happens here, please just come by and make it happen, because there's an abundance of opportunity for everyone. So please take advantage. So I don't know. I think on this show, it's a music show. But as I'm you know, growing and learning, I'm learning more about social equality, especially, but just about many things. And I think I want to use this show as much as I can to discuss topics that I think are important, as well as playing music that I enjoy. I'm going to continue doing that for as long as I can, but I do want this to be kind of a resource for, or just a platform for voices that I think need to be heard. On that note, CITR just started an amazing women's collective, and I'm very, very excited to see it up and running. But it's essentially any folks who identify as female can join this collective, and it's a space where we can talk about issues and we can talk about things that we think are important and gather content. And there's going to be a radio show on Fridays at 6, I believe, for the collective. So it's a really amazing opportunity. Hopefully the leader of that, Elizabeth, will join me at some point and we can talk about it more. But yeah, so if you are listening and you have something that you think needs to be discussed, I always want this to be an open space for any topic of any discussion that I think anyone needs to discuss. I think I said that in the most abstract way possible, but yeah. Okay, so there you go. That's my little rant about what I want to do with the show. But yeah, so I'm going to keep going with my some of my favorite voices in music currently. The next band that I'm going to play is really, really cool. They are called Lower Dens, and I've just been listening to them just the past couple months. But the singer, Jana Hunter, her voice is incredible. It's really, really great. And it also reminds me of Beach House, the lead singer of Beach House. It kind of reminds me of her voice. That is Victoria Legrand. But yeah, it's slightly different. It's Lower Dens is a more upbeat band in general than Beach House. And I don't want to compare them too much because they are very different. But yeah. Anyway, Jana Hunter has an incredible voice and you are about to hear it. So this is the band Lower Dens, and this is the song Ondine.
It's time to سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles, music gathering, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like
Oppan Gangnam Style,
nor like
She bangs, she bangs. Oh baby, but she moves, she moves.
I'm talking about a little more like and a little more like and also a little more like and definitely something like So tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. So we were just listening to a very fun, very obviously feminist band called Childbirth. And they are based out of Seattle, and they comprise of members of both Chastity Belt as well as Taco Cat, and again, probably others that I don't know about, but at least those two. The vocalist there is, the main vocalist in Childbirth is Julia Shapiro, who is a hero of mine, and also plays in Chastity Belt. The Chastity Belt came to Vancouver not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and I got to see them. So they were fantastic, but Childbirth is a more grungy garage rock kind of feel. It's very fun. And that was the song Nasty Girls. Julia Shapiro has an amazing voice, but also just has the greatest things to say, I think. There's also another vocalist in that band, and her name is Bree McKenna, I believe, and she is the bass player in Taco Cat. That is a really fun band. I suggest listening to more of their stuff. Their EP that they released is called Women's Rights. It's very cool. Before that, we were listening to Cherry Glazer with the song Haxel Princess. I think that's how you pronounce it. Fun album, very noise rock, but her voice is really cool too. I like it. Cherry Glazer. So the vocalist of Cherry Glazer's name is Clementine Creevy, and she started recording some songs in her bedroom, and that's how this band Cherry Glazer came to be. And I like that because you don't see a lot of bands with I'm sure she's older now, but she still looks like a very, you know, like a young girl, like a teenage girl. And I don't know. I like that because you don't see that too often in especially like garage rock bands. So she's really cool. And that band in general is very cool. So that was a fun song. And then before that, we were listening to Lower Dens with the song Ondine or Ondine. And that was off of the album Escape from Evil. And I hope you know what I mean now by when I say she has such a good voice. Wow. I've been listening to Lower Dens primarily because of her voice, but the whole band just sounds fantastic, in my opinion. Yeah, so that's a really good band as well. Cool. Okay, moving right along, I'm going to now play a band from Montreal, and they are super fun. They're coming to Vancouver in November. I will get a date for that later because I don't know exactly when it is now, but I'll be going. This is the band Tops, and very, very fun music, but the vocalist's name is Jane Penny. She's also very fantastic, and this is a new song. So this is the song Anything from Tops. You're listening to Shine On here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Anything, if ever there was anything. CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium, October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Okay, yes, there are lots of good shows happening this week. Tonight, Shindig, night one. This is very exciting. So this is the start of a 10-week plus Battle of the Bands that CITR hosts. So this will be tonight at Pat's Pub. Three bands will play. One will be the winner in the evening. Yeah, so it'll be really fun. Pat's Pub, I think doors are probably around 8 or 9, and cover should be about $7. So it's cheap. It's going to be super fun. I highly recommend it. And then tomorrow night, I believe it's tomorrow. Yeah, Wednesday, the Courtneys are playing with Cave Girl. And then Thursday, we have Aura Kogan and Summering and Data Plan. And then Friday we have War Baby. So it's a week packed full of great live music. So get out there and explore some of it. It's going to be very fun. I wish I didn't have an exam on Friday, but student life. So we were just listening to Angel Olsen with the song High Five. If you're lonely too, high five. That is off of her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness. She was just in Vancouver a couple weeks ago, or a week ago or something, and I saw her live, and she was incredible. She has probably one of my favorite voices in music currently. Before that, we were listening to Rennie Wilson's Punk Explosion. He is from Edmonton. He's super weird and awesome. That was the song Youngsters, and he has a very interesting voice. When he performs live with this punk explosion collective of punks, it's great. They play a lot of different tunes. They like to close their shows with Jukebox Hero, the classic from Foreigner, but punk version. It's very fun. Before that, we're listening to Tops with the song Anything, and that's just a single that was released. Tops are playing in Vancouver on November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret. I missed them when they were here in the spring, so I'm definitely going to be there for that show. And I think you should go too, because it's going to be really fun. Okay, so I'm just going to leave you with one last song. Then I'm going to run to class and be late, because that's what I do. So the song that I'm going to leave you with is Sylvan Esso, Coffee. Just because I've been listening to it kind of nonstop, and I am just thinking about my coffee that is not in the studio with me right now that I want to be drinking. So yeah, I hope you have a great week, and please contact me if you ever want to join in on the show, or if you have something that you'd like to talk about, or whatever. Just hit me up and have a good week. Happy Liberal government. Yeah. Have a good one. See you next week. This is Sylvan Esso with Coffee.
Old news, wrap me in your arms. A name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Love me in your arms. I can't feel it burn. Rock me in your arms, I can't feel it hurt. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Feel the generation and stop, see the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Get up, sit in the same with the pair of feet. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Be the generation and stop, see the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Get up, sentiments seem to perfectly change. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, sit in the same.